Good morning. I'm Gavin Swift.
And I'm Joey Dorning. You're listening to The Bear Facts, the weekly radio show from Bishop Garrigan High School.
The Golden Bear girls played their first game at State last Wednesday, and they poured things on big in their opening win against Martindale St. Mary's. Audie Crooks scored 42 points against the Blue Devils, which broke two state records. It was the most points scored by one player in a state tournament game, and it also put her in first place in scoring all-time among state tournament players. Congratulations, Audie.
Molly Joyce, Ashlyn Hovey, Emmy Bartolo, Sasha Alish, Abby Capacious, and Haley Nemers also contributed points to the Bears' 67-44 victory over the Blue Devils, and the whole team played tough defense throughout the game. The Bears advanced to play Remsen St. Mary's in the semifinals. We had to record this week's show before that game, but we know the Bears have what it takes to go all the way at state.
Basketball is far from the only news this week. Garrigan's dance squad also had a big week down at Wells Fargo. The Bears are one of only a handful of dance teams invited to perform at halftime of the tournament games. They performed their state champion palm and kick routines. Junior Ella Schaefer also performed at state as part of the All-Iowa Honors Reel team. Congratulations, dancers.
Last Saturday, the Golden Bear speech team competed at the District Individual Speech Contest up in Okoboji. They had an outstanding day, bringing home 11 Division I, or excellent, ratings on 2 Division II, or good, ratings. 3 Bears earned ones in spontaneous speaking, where contestants have to think on their feet and answer questions on current event topics. Brooke Ludwig talked about gas prices, Sam Plath discussed whether schools should implement mental health checks, and Violet Bodie addressed the question of whether Walmart is good for American cities.
2 Garrigan students got ones in improvisation. Gavin Swift acted out a scene where an author and an Uber driver are solving a puzzle, and Benji Trainer showed a photographer and a wedding planner fighting a fire. In prose, Violet Bodie received a 1 for reading The Squirrel and the Chipmunk, and Savannah Wagner got top honors for scuba lessons. Savannah also earned a 1 in literary program with Images of Woman.
Molly Peterson got a 1 for her review of Mean Girls, and Brooke Ludwig earned a 1 with an expository address on CPR. Tate Furch received his 1 in radio news announcing. All those events now advance to the state contest next Saturday in Fort Dodge. Students earning 2s at district were Thad Kolesh and Lauren Swift. Congratulations, speech.
Sunday and Monday, Garrigan students were down at Southeast Polk for the state DECA competition, and the Bears placed in 8 different events. Brooke Ludwig took first place in hotel and lodging management, while Violet Bodie was first in human resource management. Zach Horn was second in restaurant and food service management, and Logan Nemers won the 3rd place medal for automotive service marketing.
Other DECA students who placed at state include Haley Reitzel, 4th in retail merchandising, Avery Lichter and Brendan Plath, 6th in entrepreneurship team decision making, Molly Peterson, 6th in apparel and accessories, and Ben Gredeman and Sam Plath, 7th in sports and entertainment marketing team. Many of these students will advance to the International DECA Conference next month in Orlando. Congratulations, DECA.
Tomorrow, 12 Bishop Garrigan seniors will be headed southward for a week-long mission trip to Mississippi. For the past 8 years, we've been working together as Franciscan sisters who run food pantries and community centers in the towns of Morton and Okolona, Mississippi. Making the trip this year are Audie Crooks, Drew Casey, Maggie Vasky, Gavin Swift, Joey Dorning, Nate Bronk, Avery Birdie, Matt Kolash, Eva Snyder, Garrett Hying, Darius Goshi, and Ali Lawyer. They're leaving tomorrow and will return next Friday afternoon. We hope their work really makes a difference for those in need.
Our senior spotlight this week shines on Ava Kemna. Ava is one of the dancers who performed at the state basketball tournament this past week. She's also been in cheerleading all through school. Ava is part of the campus ministries class, and she enjoys helping out with the younger kids at Seton. She already has a number of college credits under her belt, and we wish her all the best when she heads off to college full-time next year.
On our Golden Bear calendar, the state basketball championship is tonight at Wells Fargo Arena. Also, today and tomorrow, Brooke Ludwig and Matt Besh will be at the state YMCA swim meet. There's a welcome back event planned to honor the Golden Bear girls basketball team tomorrow at 1 p.m.
Right after the welcome back, a group of seniors will leave on the mission trip to Mississippi. There's no school at Garrigan Monday or Tuesday, though girls' track practice begins. Wednesday, classes resume, and there's a gala meeting that night.
Students from the mission trip will return Friday afternoon. Then on Saturday, there's a state individual speech contest at Fort Dodge Senior High.
That's the Bear Facts for another week. Thanks for tuning in, and be sure to catch the show again next week for more news from Bishop Garrigan High School.